It is time now for the Chatham County Roundup here on 97.9 The Hill, our weekly check-in for everything happening just across the county border in Chatham County. And joining me on the phone today is Chatham County Commissioner Karen Howard. Karen, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Thanks so much for taking the time to join us as usual. It is a very busy time for our local governments. We just published a local government meeting schedule yesterday now that we're into a new month, and it looks like it is going to be a doozy like normal because of budget season. And I know that the Chatham County Commissioners held a meeting yesterday, and its chief objective was to get a presentation from the county manager regarding the proposed budget as it stands right now. I'm hoping you can share with our listeners kind of how that meeting went.
So it was a fairly short meeting, in fact. But we did go through some highlights of the budget and encourage everyone to go out and have a look if you have questions, if there are things that you don't understand or didn't get clear from last night, because it was really kind of a high-level highlight of specific aspects of the budget. But you see, Chatham County is a growing county, and that was reflected in the budget. New positions, additional funding for schools coming online. As you go through it, you'll see there's funding for our emergency services. We are building emergency cell towers. There's a new high school opening in the fall. So there's a lot of spending going on in Chatham. And we also had some great highlights in our budget because we are bringing in more sales tax than ever before. Excise taxes continue to be trending very high. And Chatham County is in a really strong position, particularly given the past year and all of the challenges that we've faced. So we're expanding some departments, adding some personnel, and really looking at ways that we can continue to ensure the high level of quality service that we've been able to give the public as we continue to grow and meet some of the challenges and prepare for some of the things that we see looming ahead of us.
And certainly,
so it was a fairly short meeting.
I imagine, you know, when you're giving it that broad overview, and I know that there's going to be plenty of time to get down into the nitty-gritty with the Board of Commissioners holding several work sessions over the month of May and a chance for county residents to share their thoughts on this budget proposal as well in the coming weeks. And I was going to ask you, you know, we've talked before about how Chatham County actually did pretty well in terms of bringing in some sales taxes during the COVID-19 pandemic because more people stayed in Chatham County during that period. Mm-hmm. And it's exciting to hear about expansions in different ways. I am curious, you know, when you're thinking about the growing community that Chatham is, what kind of areas stand out to you as specific areas that need to see kind of increased funding compared to past years?
Well, right off the top, if you're looking at the number of houses that are being built in Chatham, Register of Deeds needs additional support. Planning, permitting, all of the construction development phase of growth certainly needs our support. But schools jump out. Additional facilities for library, for transit, and so all of those kinds of things you're seeing increases in the budget, but also increased police presence, right? Safety and increased fees for the fire departments. So all of the things that we sort of count on when we live in a community and the things that we expect as services are going to have to scale up and are scaling up as we see this sort of continued growth across the county and across the region, really.
Yeah, it does make a lot of sense. You can head to the Chatham County government website, chathamcountync.gov, to take a look at that from last night. And as we said, there will be plenty more discussion of this in the coming months. People might look at the calendar and say, wow, why are they taking this out, drawing this out over three different work sessions before another meeting in May? Can you preview a little bit about what the county commissioners will specifically be trying to delineate during those discussions?
Well, so the budget that was presented last night really is a budget that comes from staff with some input from the county commissioners, but the community hasn't had an opportunity to weigh in and perhaps stress some of the things that they might not have seen in the budget. And the commissioners will certainly be having some discussions about the way money is spent and whether there is opportunities to do something else, something more, something bigger. Often that's where you will find that the commissioners are looking to have some of the things that they might have pushed during their campaigns or some things that they might be particularly interested or concerned about the county, that's where you might begin to see those kinds of conversations happening. And so it's a draft budget until we approve it. We encourage people to go and look through, at least read the budget message. That gives you a very clear picture of the kinds of things that are in there. And if something sort of rises to the top for you, go a little farther in and go through the sections of the budget, which are laid out on the county page. You can also see a copy of the budget at the libraries and at the county manager's office.
Once again, ChathamCountyNC.gov, the website to go to for pretty much information on all of that front, including when the next few discussions on the budget will be and to take a look at that draft proposal. We're speaking with Chatham County Commissioner Karen Howard. And Karen, it's been a little while since you and I have been able to talk about the vaccination effort in Chatham County. The county is right up there at the very top of counties across North Carolina in terms of its vaccination rate right now, with the about just under 50% of the population, and I think it's in the 46-47 range of the population being at least partially vaccinated right now. Orange County right there too. When you see that number and you see the changes to executive orders that Governor Cooper is putting out and implementing across North Carolina, just, you know, what are your thoughts?
So I'm feeling cautiously optimistic about the way that Chatham and Orange and North Carolina really is approaching sort of our vision for the end of this phase of the pandemic. You're seeing people being vaccinated. You are seeing communities that are completely vaccinated, entire families that are vaccinated. And it really, I find it very encouraging. At the county, we've been able to now transition to vaccine clinics that don't require an appointment. So for people that have less predictable schedules or someone that suddenly finds that they have the time the day of a clinic, it makes access so much easier. And I think we're now going to begin targeting specific communities that may not necessarily have access to all of our sites, and encouraging folks in the more rural parts of the county and folks in areas parts of the population that didn't necessarily rush out to get their vaccines in those early days, perhaps younger people, older teens, 18 and 19-year-olds, are eligible. And so getting some of that population vaccinated is really going to help us get to the end. We keep hearing that more children now are becoming infected than older people, and that should give us some concern. So hopefully we will keep on the trend that we're on. We will continue to encourage people to get a vaccination as soon as they are able, and we will get back to a new and a better normal, and our economy will begin to recover in a more comprehensive way. I do say we've been lucky in Chatham that sales taxes have continued to come in, property taxes have continued to come in, but families and households have been impacted in ways that are going to be very difficult to recover from. So here's hoping that we are getting to the phase of the end of this pandemic that allows them to emerge from some of that difficult, dark stage.
We're speaking with Chatham County Commissioner Karen Howard. And Karen, we've got to begin to wrap up the conversation, but I know that Chatham 250, the celebration with several events around the community celebrating Chatham County's founding, is still underway. Any events that are coming up for that? Any other events that you want to take some time to highlight happening around the area?
So there's the one thing I do want to highlight and encourage people to see what they can contribute to is the time capsule. We're going to be continuing to collect items from events or from activities across the county during 2021 and put them in a time capsule. I can't imagine how big this capsule must be, but the plan is to have them in this capsule and open it in 2071, 50 years from now, when I will be long gone. But we encourage people to write, young people to write letters to their future selves, and older people perhaps to write letters about what this year has been like for the Chatham County residents yet to come. And those can be delivered to the clerk, our Chatham County clerk, Lindsay Ray, and her email and phone contact information is on the county website.
And once again, that county website, ChathamCountyNC.gov. You can also go to Chatham250.com for everything happening with that 250th celebration happening over the next few months. County Commissioner Karen Howard, thanks so much for taking the time. Look forward to catching up again soon.
Thank you, too. Take care.